at the end of the day, you want Vic to be healthy. Just as a person as he is, you want him to be healthy, and you know, you want him to be healthy when he returns to the field. So if he's not able to play, he's not able to play. There's nothing more to it. You know, soft tissue injuries take a long time to repair. And for a guy who's fast twitch like he is and just being able to explode off of that calf, it's not easy. So, you know, right now, whatever he has to do to get back and recover is, you know, we're all behind him and definitely looking forward to whenever he does return.
Odell, would it take more pressure off of you if he was out there?
But he's not out there, so I don't know. You know, you never can't really just, you know, assume stuff. It's kind of got to be, you know, you have to see it to really believe it. But, you know, I do believe, you know, him being out there and you know, the ability that he has, he will be able to help us in every single way. So wishing him a speedy recovery to, you know, with whatever's going on, you know, just hope to have him back as soon as possible.
Have you talked to him since the setback?
Yeah, we've talked, and it's the same thing it's always been. You know, just get right. There's really nothing more to it. You know, get healthy.
Talk about yourself and Ruben in particular, building on last week's win, going forward into Buffalo.
It's a continuing thing, you know, day in and day out, of just growing and getting better. And I think we've had a great week of practice, and you know, we got a couple more days left before the game. Just fine tune some stuff and get a lot of mental reps, and just, you know, going to Sunday looking to have some fun.
You know, they're really strong against the run, but they've been suspect against the pass. Does that, you know, give you hope of having a big breakout game?
We'll have to wait till Sunday to see, I guess. You know.
You had some fun out there today. You've been dancing. You've been working on moves. What's going on with that?
I just enjoy life, man. That's all it is. Really nothing more to it. Just, you know, it's such a blessing and a privilege to be able to play in the NFL. Like, this is what you've been doing since, you know, you were a kid. You know, I'm going to go out and every day, and I'm going to have fun. I'm going to dance. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to smile, and I'm going to try and encourage my teammates to do the same.
Are you
going to
mix up your dances, or is that the one from the other night going to be your dance?
We'll have to wait and see, man. It's just kind of one of those things. You get in there and you're so excited. Sometimes you get in there and you're so excited you don't know what to do. So, you know, whatever the case may be, I just hope that, you know, you can get in the end zone as much as you can.
Well, Dale, just going back to the Buffalo defense, they are so very good against the run. Does that put more pressure on your passing game to know that the run option may not be there very much?
No more pressure than it ever has been. You know, for us as a wideout, you know, you want to see the ball thrown in there, and you want to be able to make plays, and you want to have opportunities. So with whatever opportunities we have, whether it's more or less, it doesn't really change the pressure or the significance of the passing game. You know, if he throws 100 passes, we want to complete 100 of them. So, like with that being said, you know, I hope that we do throw 100 passes. If they're stopping the run, then, all right, we're throwing the ball our game. And, you know, I definitely wouldn't mind it, you know, but you have to balance it out. Otherwise, then they start playing the pass. So they counteract each other, you know, the run and the pass game.
Well, Dale, you've got two tight ends who are kind of banged up and Victor's out. I mean, do you guys have enough guys for a game?
We do have 11 people that play offense, 11 people that play defense, 11 people that play special teams. So we do have enough. Unfortunate that Vic's not there, and a tight end may or may not be out. You know, I don't know about that. I'm pretty sure he's playing. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is your job, is to go play tight end, to play wide receiver. So it's next man up mentality always, and always will be in this business.
When you see double teams, when you see guys that are focusing on you, does that make you better? Are you thinking you have to be more creative? Are you picking up stuff? Because you've got to figure out in interesting ways to get open.
You talking about double team? I've seen a lot of not, you know, so much double team, but they're two men are playing, you know, one man, or you know, one guy's playing inside, one guy's playing outside, and they're trying to trap. So it's more so of what we do to you know, how we run the plays, or where you line myself up or any of these other guys, and just finding ways for us to, you know, get open and make plays. At the end of the day, whatever play is called, you know, the goal is to go make a play. Whether it's good call, bad call, whether it's the best call ever, the goal is to make a play, and that's what we plan on doing.
Odell, on Thursday, as Ruben is kind of making more plays and after he established himself early, could you see things open up a little more for yourself as Ruben making more plays out there?
I mean, to me, I don't feel like Ruben did anything more than you know, what he's capable of. I think Ruben's a 100-yard touchdown per game kind of guy, and there, nothing will ever say anything otherwise. And just, you know, we know that, you know, Victor's not playing and he's still not back, but, you know, Dwayne is here and he plays wide receiver as well. So, you know, just for everybody to step up and play their role and whatever's asked for us to do, just do it.